Senate Bill 1, an act to provide for the judicial jurisdiction of certain underage consumption offenses.
Senate Bill 1, having had its second reading, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks? Senator Moore.
Thank you, Madam President, members of the body. Senate Bill 1 is a bill that came out of the Interim Drug Sales and Use Committee this summer. And essentially what Senate Bill 1 does is it puts juvenile back into juvenile court on certain alcohol-related charges. As you know, several years ago, they were moved into adult court. Part of the problem that has developed over the years since they were assigned to the adult court was many times parents weren't aware of the fact that their child had even been picked up or charged with an alcohol-related incident at all. The way many of the parents found out about it was either through the newspaper or through somebody that asked, did your son or daughter get picked up for minor in consumption? Because the parents weren't required to appear in adult court. So basically what this does is it moves those alcohol-related charges of juvenile offenders back into juvenile court, where the parent is required to be a part of the court. And the parent is required, if it's a diversion program, the parent is required to be a part of that diversion program also. It also gives the judges the ability and the opportunity to use other sentencing sanctions such as probation, community service work, etc. Whereas in the past, these juveniles were walking into the courtroom, paying their $30 or $40 fine, hitting the street, and coming back into the courtroom again. The judges were seeing an awful lot of repeat offenses. Whereas if we can get them into the juvenile program and we can put them on a probation or or the diversion program and they have to report to court service officers, they will be required to keep their nose clean, so to speak. Now I want you to understand that we're only talking about those individuals who are under 18. This bill, as it is drafted, does not relate to those individuals 18 to 21. They are considered emancipated, and they will still go to adult court. This is only for those individuals under 17. This bill has the support of the States Attorneys Association and the UJS. Quite a number of judges came in during the summer interim study and testified on behalf of this particular bill. Court service officers are in support of this bill. And I would certainly answer any questions that anybody might have concerning Senate Bill number 1. I would ask for your favorable approval. Thank you.
Any further remarks? Any further remarks? There being none, final consideration on House Bill 00, or Senate Bill 001 is final consideration. All those in favor of final consideration, say aye. Your name is called. Those opposed, ask no. Secretary will call the roll.
Senators Elbers.
No.
Benson.
No.
Bogue.
No.
Rose.
No.
Brown.
Aye.
Dugard.
Aye.
Dennard.
Aye.
Drake. Dunn Jim.
No.
Dunn Rebecca.
Aye.
Duxbury.
Aye.
Everest.
Aye.
Flowers.
Aye.
Frederick.
Aye.
Hangy.
Aye.
Halverson.
No.
Hamm.
Aye.
Huttmacher.
Aye.
Cleven.
Aye.
Klochek.
Aye.
Lang.
Aye.
Lawler.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Moore.
Aye.
Munson. Olson.
Aye.
Paisley.
Aye.
Reedy.
Aye.
Rounds.
Aye.
Schoner.
Aye.
Staggers.
Aye.
Simmons.
Aye.
Valandra.
Aye.
Bitter.
Aye.
Whiting. Senator Everest.
Aye.
Sorry,
Mr. President, ayes 26, nays 7, excused 2.
Senate Bill 1, having received majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any question on the title? There being none, the title deemed agreed to.